It's Tuesday, July 19th, 2016 AD. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Here at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, the theme last night was Make America Safe Again. Patricia Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, who was killed in the Islamic terrorist attack in Benghazi on September 11, 2012, expressed her anger with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for pulling the security from the Libyan embassy.
The last time I talked to Sean, the night before the terrorist attack, he told me, "Mom, I am going to die." The very next day, he was murdered by radical Islamic terrorists. I blame Hillary Clinton.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani gave one of the best speeches of the evening.
I know we can change it because I did it by changing New York City from the crime capital of America to the safest large city in the United States. What I did for New York, Donald Trump will do for America. It's time to make America safe again.
And Melania Trump, Donald's third wife, shared her thoughts.
If you want someone to fight for you and your country, I can assure you, he's the guy.
Congress passed the Conscience Protection Act last week to accommodate Christian health workers who refuse to participate in abortions and Christian organizations that do not want to contribute to the insurance programs that cover abortion. The bill passed with a 245-182 vote, which allowed individuals to file civil suits to seek relief from discrimination. California churches have been forced to provide abortion coverage in their insurance plans since 2014. Skyline Wesleyan Church has filed suit against the state of California, and Pastor Jim Garlow says no American should be forced to participate in abortion. Even as the Hebrew midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but save the male children alive. Exodus 1. The executive director of the National Association of Police Organizations is calling it, quote, a war on cops, unquote, in a Gateway Pundit interview, as three more police officers were shot and killed over last weekend. The Baton Rouge police shooter, Gavin Eugene Long, was a one-time member of the Nation of Islam. Long also appears to have been inspired by the Dallas police shooter, Micah Xavier Johnson, calling him, quote, one of us, unquote, in a video produced last week. Meanwhile, news reports have surfaced that the perpetrator of the Dallas police massacre was a Facebook member of the Nation of Islam and the Black Liberation Party. The Christian ecumenical gathering at the Washington Monument was discontinued on Saturday due to excessive heat. Organizers of Together 2016 hoped for a revival that would ignite the nation. Guest speakers and musicians included Ravi Zacharias, Tony Evans, Michael W. Smith, and Casting Crowns. The event raised concerns among some evangelicals who did not support the efforts to unite with the Roman Catholic Church, as the Pope was scheduled to speak in a video cast. Attendee Daniel Mesa called it an act of providence that the event was shut down 5 hours early before the Pope could address the assembled crowd.
I truly understand that it was God's providence that shut down that meeting 4 hours in advance so that the Pope was not able to address the congregants there, the evangelicals from North America. And so I find it fascinating and also another opportunity for the true Protestants to be able to continue evangelizing.
The event was discontinued after emergency crews received over 502 medical calls for heat-related injuries, 35 of whom were hospitalized. The homes of Christians in Upper Egypt are being targeted by arsonists. At least 5 homes were hit over the weekend. The Turkish military has resorted to coups 4 times since 1960 in what they view as their role as guardians of the Constitution. The most recent failed coup attempt was aimed at slowing down the increased Islamist control over the nation. Now, political analysts see this as a consolidation of power for the current president and more free rein for the Islamic agenda in Turkey. Some California hospitals are opting out of the state's new assisted suicide law effective June 9th, which allows qualifying adults diagnosed with a terminal illness to request a lethal drug from their doctor. California becomes the 4th state to legalize assisted suicide. The man calls himself slow-witted. He's a Chinese parcel delivery man without any college degree. But he's baffled the world's top mathematicians. According to CNN, Yu Jianchun has created an alternative method to verify Carmichael's pseudo-prime numbers. Yu said he was nervous when he presented his breakthrough discovery at Zhengcheng University last month. The Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. And that's the worldview on this Tuesday, July 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2016, as I'm broadcasting from the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.